Macmillan Audio presents The Darkest Evening by Anne Cleves, read for you by Janine Burkett. Chapter 1. Lorna lifted Thomas from his high chair and held him for a moment on her knee. She still couldn't quite believe he was real. In the darkest days of her illness, she'd been warned that a child of her own might never be possible. Now, here he was, more than a year old, walking a few steps, the centre and the love of her life. She tickled his tummy to make him giggle and held him tight. She would fight for him with all the weapons she had. She'd fought the illness and come back stronger, done that by herself. And this was far more important. Outside, the light had almost gone. And in the streetlight's beam, she saw flakes of snow. In a house further along the street, there was a tree in the window. Artificial, strung with gaudy baubles. Soon it would be midwinter, the longest night of the year. There was a temptation to stay where she was, to turn up the heating and decorate the room for Christmas. She'd bought sticky-coloured paper to make old-fashioned paper chains, silver foil to turn into stars. Perhaps she'd invite her parents to come for wine and mince.